Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A report by the Office for National Statistics looked at the nation's well-being and found that women are more likely to be satisfied with their lives than men. But they're also more prone to anxiety, with more of them reporting high levels of anxiety. And the experts say this is likely because women are more socially connected. So balancing the stress of work and motherhood is enough to cause anyone's stress level to rise. I work two jobs, have two kids. I mean, there's so much stress in my life, and it seems to affect me now more than ever. And the pressures of everyday life are causing women all over the country their anxiety levels to increase. Everything from the economy and the stock market to the election to the ozone to the violence that we're seeing to gun control, all of these things are causing us to have these untold levels of stress that we've really never seen before. And the whole fact is that women generally feel happier than men. And that's one of the things this report is talking about. We feel more worthwhile, but we are more prone to attacks of anxiety. So what can we do about this? You know, the national happiness or slowed economic growth, the things that affect how we feel about our everyday lives are not something we can always do anything about. You know, we can't necessarily change the economy. We can get involved in things like the election. We can get involved in things like, you know, anti-gun violence. We can do those things. But sometimes even getting involved in those things causes their own level of stress. So what do you do? First of all, ask yourself, how satisfied are you with your life nowadays? Take stock, because they always say that gratitude and taking note of what's going on around you is really a good way. So start with how satisfied you are with your life. Take stock of what's going on in your life, what you have, what you feel you don't have, and then look at those things and see if those things that you feel that you don't have are, you know, are they material possessions? Are they necessities? Or are they sort of intangibles? Do you feel that you're not loved enough? Do you feel that your sex life is not where you would like it to be? Do you have a sense of anxiety you can't quite put your finger on? Now, I know in my age group, as a 52-year-old woman, geez, that sounds old. Anyway, I've learned that because my estrogen receptors in my brain are not getting the estrogen that they need because I'm in perimenopause, that I feel anxiety because my happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, these kinds of things are not getting those receptors. And so this anxiety I'm feeling is a little bit hormone related, and I'm learning that more and more on these shows. And that's one of the things that I learn on these shows, and I hope you learn with me, because there's so many things we talk about that are so educational and so informative. It is absolutely amazing. But back to the anxiety for a minute. So is the anxiety something you can control? We talk about controllable risk factors for high blood pressure and heart disease. Well, we've got controllable and uncontrollable risk factors for anxiety as well. So then ask yourself, what extent do you feel the things you do in your life are worthwhile? I look at what I'm doing right now. What I'm doing right now is educating, and I think that that makes me feel worthwhile. When I'm talking to my doctors, when I'm learning new things, that makes me feel more educated. It makes me feel like I've got something to shoot for. I need to learn about something before I interview a doctor. So look and see what the things you're doing, and are they worthwhile? Raising your children, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom. Are you feeling worthwhile? That's so important. And then ask yourself how happy you felt yesterday and how anxious you felt yesterday, and try and combine the two. Look at your levels of anxiety. See if you can pinpoint them, because that's where you're going to find some of your best defenses. We're going to talk more about anxiety. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up, and stay well.